For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Officials say more than 172,000 people in St. Louis County have registered for the COVID-19 vaccine, but the local health department so far has only received 975 doses. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the county expects more doses to arrive tomorrow, but the number it will receive was unclear. A new phase of vaccinations began today in Missouri that allows older people and those with certain pre-existing conditions to be vaccinated. Missouri health officials today reported at least 11,983 COVID-19 cases in the past week. That's about 1,712 new reported cases each day. At least 6,256 deaths in Missouri have been attributed to the virus. A Missouri woman has been charged with taking a splintered nameplate belonging to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Emily Hernandez of Sullivan was charged Friday with 5 counts, including disorderly conduct that impedes the conduct of government business and the stealing or disposing of government property. She had not been arrested as of early Saturday afternoon, according to court documents. Her home phone number rang unanswered, and according to the FBI, the agency received online tips from at least 3 people identifying Hernandez as the person seen in TV news footage holding up a broken piece of wood engraved with the words House and Nancy during the storming of the Capitol on January 6th. Senator Josh Hawley has found a new publisher after his book was dropped by Simon & Schuster in the wake of the siege of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Donald Trump. The conservative publisher Regenery announced today that Hawley's book titled The Tyranny of Big Tech will come out this spring. The Missouri senator has been widely condemned for his encouragement of the January 6th protest that ended with a violent mob rampaging through the Capitol. Thousands had gathered that day as Congress voted to formally certify Joe Biden's win over Donald Trump. The federal government faces a second lawsuit over flooding along the Missouri River after it was ordered last month to pay some landowners for damages. R. Dan Bulware of the Polsinelli Law Firm filed the new class action lawsuit on behalf of 60 plaintiffs who experienced damages during flooding in 2007, 2008, 2010, 2013, and 2014. The St. Joseph News Press reports that Bulware successfully argued in the earlier case that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers knowingly flooded some farmland when it made changes to protect endangered species. He estimates that the current claim of damages exceeds $50 million. The University of Missouri released an update on its testing for students arriving back for the beginning of its spring semester. MU spokesperson Christian Basie wrote in an email that 1,319 students have been tested since January 11th. The university has had a total of 11 positive results, or a positivity rate of less than 1%. Basie also wrote that the process takes 5 minutes for most students, and that arrival testing will continue through Thursday. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.